7 richest countries in the world. Now them a have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think them thing goes another way, or when them think them thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth, the way to obedience, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High Allah, Allah. Allah, the watchers of noon, that state of peace and oneness that we must enter into to bring this earth like this earth should be, to bring this universe like this universe should be. We're talking now about the sun and the science of the sun, solar science, the birth of Jesus. December 25th, this spiritual birth. The man was not born on December 25th, but this is a spiritual birth that is applicable to every human being. We talked about the movement of the sun 12-month cycle, clockwise through the zodiac. We talked about the 26,000-year cycle, counterclockwise. 2,000 years ago was Pisces, but now the sun in or moving into Aquarius. This is the 11th house. Friends, hopes, and wishes, and we the human family, we the poor working class masses of the people, we hope and wish to have friendship in all walks of life. We want to be friends with one another. We want to experience love through and from one another. We want to walk the streets at any time we feel like and know that every human being that we encounter is a friend and a sister and a brother and has nothing but love for each and every one of us. This would be if it were not for the influence of the wicked ruling class and ruling families over our lives. We wish that every human being has equal access to the resources of the universe. Time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, the science of the sun, science of the moon, science of the stars, science of the planets. When the African Hebrew Israelite nation moved for freedom, it was in the month of March, around March the 15th, a little after, the sign of Aries and the word month and the word moon are connected in the African Hebrew language, having to do with a word in the African Hebrew that means renewal. Springtime, the time of renewing. Springtime, the time of resurrection of the sun, of the earth, and vegetation and flowers and whatnot, and bees and honey, teaching us resurrection, teaching us renewal. We, the human family, need a renewal. But we're looking at Aquarius now. The sun, in its 26,000-year cycle of time, is now in the house or sign of Aquarius, the 11th house. Aquarius is an airy sign, a sign having to do or connected with the power of air. Remember that word overshadow had to do with various elements in the universe, the very atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons. Aquarius, the water bearer. You see, in the sign, there's a man holding a pail of water, if I have it correctly. That, remember that Yahushua Jesus, in instructing the disciples as to where to find the young horse and the older horse, was told to look for a man carrying a pitcher of water. Right there in the scripture is Aquarius teaching us about the zodiac, teaching us about the 11th house, teaching us of the cycle of the sun, 26,000 year cycle of time, counterclockwise movement of the sun through the 12 signs of the zodiac, the temple having the 7 candlestick menorah, teaching us the science of the sun moving through the 7 pole stars, through the 26,000 year cycle of time, counterclockwise, through the 12 signs of the zodiac, this Aquarius, the planetary ruler of Aquarius, is Uranus. And this is an airy sign, a sign having to do with air. This is the sign that has to do with idealism. We are idealistic. We have many ideas. I want to take my time and deal with this science of the sun, this solar science. Idealistic. I want to research that word right quickly. We're just going to take our time and deal with this science. We want to deal with our birth as human beings. We want to understand the science of the universe all the way down to the molecules, all the way down to the atoms of the universe. Idealistic. The word idealistic is relating to the nature of an idealist or idealism. This is having to do with ideas. Maybe the idea that you have is not manifested in reality, but you have an idea. We are idealists. This idealistic word idealistic, has to do with high moral and intellectual value, elevated in nature or style, an exalted idea. Argue in terms of high-flown ideas, a grand purpose, a noble and lofty concept, having or showing or indicative of high elevated character, a noble spirit, noble deeds. Freedom, justice, and equality, these are nobilistic ideas. These are ideas that are exalted, grand purpose, lofty concepts. My communist, socialist sisters and brothers, the American Communist Party USA, led by Bob Avakian, the African People's Socialist Party, led by Omali Yeshetela, you say you are not idealists. You say you are materialists. You say people who are religious and spiritual are idealists, and you reject idealism. You reject Hegel and call him an idealist. You say you are coming like Karl Marx, who rejected Hegel and went over to Engels and developed dialectical materialism. But I say that you are also an idealist. Bob Avakian, my beautiful brother. Chairman Omali Yeshetela, my chairman. I yet support the Uhuru Radio, African People's Socialist Party Radio, Uhuru Radio. You, Omali Yeshetela, are yet my chairman. I say that you are also an idealist. Are you not fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for the whole human family, not just black people? Do I not hear you speaking of the plight of the brown, the red, the yellow, and even poor working class Caucasian so-called white people? Have you realized that goal yet? Have we realized the end goal? No. Is this goal, freedom, justice, equality, a lofty, grand concept, idea? Well, then you are also an idealist, and I am with you. I have the same idea of freedom, justice, and equality. Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Minister Louis Farrakhan today, and many others have these goals and dreams and wishes of freedom, justice, and equality. Not here yet, but we know by examining the very fabric of the universe, the atoms, the fire, the water, the clouds, the molecules, the protons, the neutrons, the electrons, the material universe, teaching us of that which we cannot see and have not known. But yes, we do see it. Yes, we do know it. Yes, we do know that we, the human family, will be totally free and liberated and able to equally access the universe, time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources. These ideas that we have. We are idealistic. This Aquarius is also associated with being artistic. We have arts. We have talents. This Aquarius, also associated with intellectual. Each and every human being has the attribute of being an intellectual. The intellect, the mind, the ability to use reason. Let me see if I can hit this word right quickly. Oh, I love to know the definitions of words, sisters and brothers. It is beautiful to understand words and meaning and definition. Intellectual. Let's see if I can hit intellectual and see what this is talking about. We have the power of the intellect on our side, the of or relating to the intellect, the rational rather than the emotional. And when we look at the word spirit in the European Greek or the African Hebrew, we also have the spirit associated with the rational spirit and not only the emotional spirit. It's having or showing intellect. So we, this mind, this brain, housing the mind, having the ability to think rationally. It is rational that we, the human family, be free of all strife, of all hatreds, of all divisions. Intellectual, Aquarius associated with honest. We must be honest with each other, be honest with the universe, be honest with the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. Be honest with the Most High. Honesty. The Urim and the Thummim. Urim, if I remember correctly, having to do with fire and truth. And the Thummim having to do with integrity. And so integrity and honesty. And we need to be honest in this quest for freedom, justice, and equality, because the wicked ruling class and ruling families will come to us to test us, that they may see whether we are truly honest and willing to remain in the struggle, that our ideas may be realized of total liberation for the human family. Aquarius, associated with being easily influenced. This is why many of us, this is not just for the individual born under the sign Aquarius, these are attributes of the human family. The wicked ruling class and ruling families know that we are easily influenced, but we must be easily influenced by the power of the Most High and by the very fabric and atoms of the universe, that we may be inspired and influenced to liberate the human family. This Aquarius associated with being popular yet solitary. So we have a desire to be popular, but many times we feel like we should be alone and by ourselves. This is causing us to examine ourselves. The next definition or words associated with Aquarius, often abnormal. Have you been called other than normal, abnormal? Is this causing us to feel like we should be solitary by ourselves, but yet we have the desire to be popular? And so the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, they have psychiatrists and psychologists that are able to vet the human being and are able to analyze the human being psychologically. Did we not go over the word spirit and ghost in the Greek and spirit in the African Hebrew and see that these ancient Africans were able to give psychological analysis to the human being, that we may understand how we operate and how our will is separated oftentimes from the spirit and the emotions, and how various external occurrences and forces impress and implant on our spirit, giving us varying dispositions and attitudes, causing us to behave this way or that way, that may be connected to or maybe not connected to our will and the will of the Most High. What is it that is causing us to feel abnormal? What is it that is causing us to be driven into being solitary? But yet we want to be popular, yet we want to be known by human beings, yet we have hopes and wishes for friendship. So these zodiac signs, when understood properly, are causing us to examine ourselves, examine our attributes and characteristics. The planetary sign. See, we're talking about solar, lunar, astral science, and planetary science. Uranus is the planetary power that rules under the sign Aquarius. And so Uranus has to do with intellectual genius. The babies that are coming into the earth in these days and times are geniuses, 3 and 4 years old, able to operate computers and able to operate cell phones, able to express themselves and articulate complicated thought, complicated conversation, complicated knowledge and wisdom, able to be cognizant, have control over their minds and remember and think in the past, think in the present, and think toward the future and use reasoning. These are intellectual geniuses, inventiveness, to invent things, to invent that which the human family needs. We must tap into this power and know and understand that these powers are alive within us. It says also eccentric. I want to see the definition of eccentric. Eccentric. Eccentricity. Tending to act in strange or unusual ways. Departing from a recognized, conventional, or established norm or pattern. It is not bad to be eccentric. See, we believe in freedom, justice, and equality. We have seen into the atoms of the universe, and every fabric and entity of the universe is our. These are our angelic messengers teaching us power, sacred feminine, teaching us that which is commensurate with the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine, teaching us that we, the human being, must come together and be free, teaching us and giving us knowledge and wisdom to be inventive and invent new things that will help the human family. Not destroyed the human family. This Uranus is also associated with sudden changes for good or evil. So we see that sometimes evil things can overcome us, but we want to align ourselves with existing and living that we may be overcome with sudden changes for good. And then you see catastrophes associated with Uranus, or unexpected strokes of luck, it says. And so what we want to do is line ourselves with the universe, examine ourselves, see that we have power. We have the power to invent. We have the power. Teach the babies. They have the power to examine the very fabric and entities of the universe. See into the elements on the table of elements and understand how to act out of the norm. Meaning the norm is what the system wants us to do. Divide and hate and kill and destroy. We want to be eccentric and abnormal and be inventive and be intellectual and be eccentric. And we want to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. We want to cross all the barriers. Race, ethnicity, age, religion, political ideology, and philosophy. We want to be eccentric and abnormal where it is as it concerns the system. We don't want to be their normal. We want to be abnormal. We want the wicked ruling class to look at us and say those folk are abnormal. They're acting strangely. They're loving one another. They're having friendship with one another. They're associating with each other. They're sharing food and culture and history and knowledge and religion and wisdom and ideas. We want the wicked ruling class and ruling families to say that their power is gone on its way out. We want them, the wicked ruling class and families, to say, wow, the human family, the poor working class masses of the oppressed peoples, proletariat of the earth, have thrown off their oppressive chains and shackles. And that the human family, we who are and soon not to be poor working class masses of people oppressed, that is to be done and over with. We want to get in tune with the science of the temple. We want to get in tune with the science of the high priest and the Urim and the Tumim and truth and fire and integrity. We want to get in tune with this birth, this overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, of the power of the highest. We want to be the express image and likeness of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and be the image and likeness of the Most High. We want to line up with Pisces, line up with Aquarius, line up with all the attributes that are taught to us from examination of the zodiac. We want to exhibit this power and understand that we are Atum. The ancient Africans taught of Atum, who brings order to a chaotic and turbulent universe and creation. We want to be Atum. Atum is Adam. Atum is Atum. Atum is A-D-A-M, masculine, feminine, and A-T-O-M. And Atum is Christ, and Atum is Logos, and these entities have come into physical, material manifestation, forces invisible, called forth into visible reality. That is you, that is me. And we are here to bring order to a turbulent and chaotic earth and universe, and bring total liberation to ourselves and the human family, and have equal access to time, energy, space, universe, land, wealth, resources, knowledge, wisdom, education, health. That is our destiny. That is why we are here, to become total and complete in line with the power of the Most High in the universe. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.